Welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and host of Planet Waves FM. Today's edition is for Wednesday, the 28th of July, 2021. Here in a very exciting astrological week, things are finally starting to move again. In particular, we are, as mentioned in the previous edition, experiencing three planetary sign changes in the course of 1 week. First, before I get to that, an immediate overview. As of today, the moon is in the sign Aries, entered Aries early on Wednesday morning Eastern time. And the fact of the moon in the early cardinal signs are Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn, means that it is picking up all of the many interesting minor planets that are currently positioned in the cardinal signs, and in particular in the very early cardinal signs. So to give an example, right now the moon is at 3 degrees Aries, and it is making a square to Centaur Pholus at 3.5 degrees of Capricorn. So that's a lot of tension. That's some tension between holding back and letting go, and that is just kind of one of the things in the picture. More noticeable will be a little bit later. Well, it's in effect now, and it will continue to build until very late tonight or early tomorrow when Chiron and the moon form a conjunction. Let's get an exact time on that. Aspects Chiron, when the moon is conjunct Chiron properly, you say the faster planet first. The moon is building toward a conjunction to Chiron, the first Centaur planet, discovered back in 1977. Very important planet astrologically, in case you have not picked up on this yet. At 6:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Thursday, the 29th of July. So because that is an applying aspect, it is happening right now, right? As it's building, it's happening, then it happens, and then it starts to trail off. And so we are we're in this zone, and while the moon is in this zone of early Aries making a conjunction to Chiron, it's also going to make a sextile to Saturn. That's a very good get it done type of an aspect. And then the moon is currently trine Mercury and the sun. So that's another easy get it done type of aspect. So it looks to me like pretty smooth sailing Wednesday and into early Thursday, though that moon Chiron conjunction on Thursday morning has got a flavor of don't take things too personally, and it's not really necessary to assert your individuality too much. Just be yourself, do what you do, do what you want to do. You do not need to defend your choices. And there's a thing that I'm going to get into in a second, which is one of the most pressing elements of the time in which we are living, which is this, what I'm calling shadow Aquarius, urgent need to fit in. I've been getting out a little more. Usually I sit at my desk, but for the past 4 months, thanks to having to do what's called an oil consumption test in my Subaru, I had to drive around a lot. And to basically put miles on my car to see how much oil my car consumed. That all worked out fine, but in the process, I started getting out pretty much every single morning and driving around my community and exploring all the towns in my nearby area and getting around the little burg that I live in. And I have been listening to what people who are not following the astrology are saying, listening to people tell their story of what it's like to be alive right now. And the thing that I am seeing happen, hearing about over and over again, is peer pressure. Constant, non-stop peer pressure. Well, what exactly is that about? It's about something, and that something is Aquarius. Now, we all know that Aquarius is the sign of groups. And what makes something a group is that people either have something in common or they pretend to have something in common. So there's two things going on there. Then there are the groups that withstand individuality, and there are tribes which do not withstand individuality. Under the tribal reality that we are in, which is a reality caused by electrical conditions, we're living under full digital conditions, but for the past century, we have experienced basically the gradually rising tide of electrical communication conditions, beginning with telegraph, and then with radio, and then telephone, and then television, and then all of this morphed into the internet, plus all the electrical entertainment devices. What effect electricity has is the tribalization of people, the dissolution of individuality. So tribalization means people form into groups and they claim to have some kind of an affinity, but then there are the people who will just do anything to get into one of those groups. They want to be part of something. This is very high need. If you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, way at the top are things like food and shelter, but very quickly after someone has had enough to eat and has shelter, then there is the need to belong, to have status and recognition. And these are associated with food and shelter because if you belong and you have status and recognition, then you're more likely to be able to eat. So these are high order needs. And Aquarius is the thing that this is all about. And there is a friendly side to Aquarius. And there is a shadow side to Aquarius, and the shadow side to Aquarius is this unrepentant, shameless drive to force people to conform, to coerce people into doing things they don't want to do, and either thinking things they don't want to think or pretending to think things that they don't want to think. That is, it's coercive enforcement of conformity. This is not like everyone's wearing blue jeans, so I'll wear blue jeans, it's cool. This is not the 1960s where everyone has all the guys have ponytails. It's not today where most of the guys have beards or goatees. Okay, that's kind of your normal Aquarius kind of like monkey see, monkey do stuff. Oh, I've got to be in style, I want to look like a dude, therefore I've got to have a goatee. Okay, that's one thing. What we're experiencing now is the full strength pressure to make people do things, very serious things that they don't want to do. And if you feel pressured by anything or anyone, whether it's your friends, your family, or what you're seeing on the news media, stop and remember it's your life. And no matter how much people might pressure you to do something or to pretend to be something, but particularly to do something that is irreversible, you know what I'm talking about. You're the one who has to live with the consequences of that. And if you're thinking, well, this is going to help me in some way, not so much. What I have found from my informal survey of basically rolling around on the ground every morning for the past 4 months is that very few people think they're actually going to be helped by something. What they think is they're going to be accepted, they're going to maintain some kind of a status quo, they're going to have some kind of privileges reinstated. That's the thing to be aware of. And if you're kidding yourself and you think that this something is going to help you in some way, maybe do a little research. Now, as of now, there is a very exciting aspect that is happening. And that aspect is Jupiter has retrograded into Aquarius as of earlier on Wednesday. So right now in the chart I'm looking at for this very moment, 11:57 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Jupiter is one arc minute retrograde into Aquarius, 29 degrees and 59 minutes. One arc minute later, it's in Pisces. So now it's backed into Aquarius by one arc minute. That just is exciting when a large, slow-moving planet is doing something like that, but made more exciting by the fact that Mars in Leo in direct motion is about to leave Leo, currently in the last degree of Leo, and enter Virgo. It doesn't do that till, when does Mars enter Virgo? That may be Friday. Let's get an exact time on that. So hold on one second while I do that calculation. This is kind of a live action report. There are technical details that are not merely statistical. So let's see. Events go there. And then we're looking at Mars. And then Mars is going to be in the first degree of Leo. Nope, first degree of Virgo. That takes place the 29th. That is Thursday at 4:32 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So we've got about a day and a few hours of Mars in the last degree of Leo, making an opposition to Jupiter in the last degree of Virgo. Whenever something's going on in the very late degrees of a sign, personally, I think that's really interesting. That's something to pay attention to. Making matters even more interesting is that both Mars and Jupiter are at a right angle to a very important asteroid called Ceres, also in the last degree of a fixed sign, last degree of Taurus. So here's what I think is going on. Mars in the last degree of Leo is about individuality. Mars is about individuality. Leo is about individuality. Jupiter in the last degree of Aquarius is about groups and also about group initiation. That last degree of Aquarius is a very important degree of the zodiac. It is in the system known as the Sabian symbols. You maybe have heard of this. If you ever pick up one of those books, grab a hold of it. The best one, I think, is called An Astrological Mandala by Dane Rudyar. And in that degree, it presents an image of a soul having passed through its ordeal, its initiation, emerging as an initiated individual into the group consciousness of other awake and aware and initiated individuals. Now, there can be a real version of this, and there is the counterfeit version of this. And right now we are seeing a lot of the counterfeit version of this. Hey, I'm woke. Are you woke? Well, what the fuck does that mean? That's a good question. So we have Mars in the last degree of Leo, itself a very exciting degree, my personal favorite Sabian symbol, an unsealed letter. I just love that one. To me, of course, I would love that one. Mars in the degree of an unsealed letter. Reveal your whole truth. Any group situation that requires you to conceal your personal truth or to conceal your personal position on something is counterfeit. It is not an actual initiation. The initiation that the individual is going through is standing firmly and honestly in their truth in comparison, face to face, Jupiter and Mars, face to face with the group initiation that is going on. And for all of this bullshit group initiation, I'm woke, are you woke? Let's all be woke. I'm getting my woke t-shirt. We can all get our J.P. Sears woke as fuck t-shirt. He gets it. There's another layer of this. Now, what's this all hinging on? It's hinging on the thing that's a square part of the pattern. The square part of the pattern, the thing at 90 degrees to both Jupiter and to Mars, is Ceres in Taurus. Well, what's Ceres in Taurus about? Ceres is about food. Taurus is about resources. How about they're holding a gun to everyone's head saying, guess what? You won't be able to eat. No jab, no job. You can't go to school. Oh, really? You spent $100,000 at RPI your freshman and sophomore years? Sorry, Charlie, you can't come back as a sophomore. Oops, you're just going to owe all your student loans unless you take the injection. So we really need to stop and consider whether we want to live in a society that so openly and so willingly manipulates people in this way, and that's where so many people not only go along with it, but they refuse to stand up to it and refuse to advocate for others. Do we really want to live in this world? I can tell you right now, as far as I can tell, what we are going through is a massive collective initiation. And what this whole initiation is balanced upon is, are you willing to risk what you have for your deepest personal truth? Are you willing to live in accord with your actual values and not be bullied or pressured or coerced into anything. That is my report for the day. I'm planning to be back on Friday with both a StarCast edition like this, going a little longer than I planned, but that's all right. It's still exciting and fun to do. As long as I'm sitting here jumping up and down with the microphone, I figure it might be fun to listen to. And then I'll be back with a new edition of PlanetWaves.fm. Planet Waves is a subscriber-supported project. This is a website that sells memberships, and not only do we not take corporate sponsorship or advertising, our own promotions are for our wholesome products, and they are designed to be sincere and honest promotions that are not specifically written to push your buttons. The only thing we're interested in appealing to is your desire to grow, your desire to be fully curious, participating member of the planetary family, and the love of truth and beauty. Thanks for listening. Once again, my name's Eric Francis. Stay in touch.